This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Good morning. It's 9:30 and here on 999 AM, you are listening to Manawatu People's Radio as we begin Catholic Radio on the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time. During the next half hour, we will share in a radio liturgy where we will pray together, listen to and reflect on the day's scriptural readings, as well as hear the latest news from around our parishes. I'm Eileen, and with me today to proclaim God's word are Veronica, Leslie, and Angela. A warm welcome to you.
Morning,
Eileen. Good morning.
And
good
morning. Of course, to morning. Our listeners this morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Our opening song is More Love, More Power. As always, we begin our liturgy with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
To him the whole world is like a grain of dust, yet he loves all that exists and comes to dwell with sinners. In today's gospel, Zacchaeus, a tax collector and a sinner, climbs a sycamore tree so he can see Jesus. Let us pause to prepare ourselves to encounter the Lord in word and sacrament today. Lord Jesus, you came to seek and save the lost. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you are the Son of Man and Son of God. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are trustworthy in all your words and loving in all your works. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Just and merciful God, true Lord of every house, sure delight of every heart, come into our midst today to speak your word and satisfy our hunger. Enable us to see you clearly, to welcome you with joy, and to give justice and mercy a place in our lives. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let's now listen to God's word.
From the Book of Wisdom. The whole world before you, O Lord, is like a speck that tips the scales, and like a drop of morning dew that falls on the ground. But you are merciful to all, for you can do all things. You can overlook people's sins so that they may repent. Lord, you love all things that exist, and detest none of the things that you have made, for you would not have made anything if you had hated it. How would anything have endured if you had not willed it? Or how would anything not called forth by you have been preserved? You spare all things, for they are yours, O Lord, you who love the living. For your immortal spirit is in all things. Therefore you correct, little by little, those who trespass, and you remind and warn them of the things through which they sin, so that they may be freed from wickedness and put their trust in you, O Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The responsorial psalm is, I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
I will extol you, my King and God, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
From the second letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. We always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of his call and will fulfill by his power every good resolve and work of faith, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So Zacchaeus hurried down and was happy to welcome Jesus. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because Zacchaeus, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Not all theologies are helpful to us or give God proper honour. There have been theologies that have disparaged creation, looking on it as a huge cosmic mistake. Others have held, and some still do, a negative view of humanity, finding nothing but brokenness and depravity worth of damnation. This is what happens when we wander too far from the biblical witness. In Genesis, God looked upon everything that God had created and declared it good. At the end of the process of creation, God's work even rated a very good. Throughout the Old Testament, God was continually praised as the creator and sustainer of the world and the universe, and the one who provided for the needs of all. Wisdom picked up the theme and was even more emphatic. God loves all things that exist. God would not have made anything that was worthy of contempt or hatred. God's immortal spirit is in all things, and all things belong to God, who loves the living. It is clear from this passage and similar ones that creation and humanity are precious to God. If that is so, then both should be precious to us. That means a reverential care for creation and refusal to mistreat or hate another human being. There are some who would like to portray care for our common home as something trendy and superficial, when in fact it is biblical. It only seems novel because it has been ignored so much and for so long. Wisdom reveals something else. God is merciful to all, not just a select few. And God is not harsh and a punishing tyrant, some imagine. Whatever painful expression God sends humanity's way is salutary. It is meant to wake us up spiritually and lead us on the path home. A theology that delights in creation and in the God that created, it is helpful and life-giving spiritual practice that extends to others the same mercy God extends to us, gives God proper glory and honour, and continues the divine work in the world. We should not feel threatened by mercy, but joyful at both receiving and giving it. With this as our guiding principle, we will be a long way towards satisfying the prayer of 2 Thessalonians, that we be worthy of the Lord's call, glorifying the name of the Lord Jesus in our lives. This will also prevent the sort of anxiety and fear that seem to overtake the Thessalonian community. Jesus is always with us. He comes again whenever we manifest the love and mercy of God in our hearts. The story of Zacchaeus was a test case for application of the passage from Wisdom. As a hated tax collector and oppressor and betrayer of his people to the Romans, there was not much, it seemed, in him to love. He probably had few friends and received even fewer invitations into people's homes. When Jesus came to town, he was content to remain in a tree where he could see Jesus and not get in the way of others. But it was not to be. He attracted all sorts of unwelcome attention, for Jesus stopped under the tree, looked up and informed Zacchaeus that he would come to his house for dinner. Jesus was unmoved by the storm of indignation and criticism. People could not comprehend why he would consent to eat with such a low life. Zacchaeus was obviously not worthy of divine attention. But the same spirit that was in Jesus was also present in creation and even in Zacchaeus. Jesus looked beyond the outward appearance of Zacchaeus' life and saw only the image of the living God within him. The unconditional love and mercy did its magic. Zacchaeus was a transformed man. He was eager to give half of his wealth to the poor and to give fourfold restitution to anyone he may have defrauded. Jesus noted that salvation had come that day to Zacchaeus' house. He too was a son of Abraham and did not lose that status because of the wayward direction of his life. No one is left behind or excluded from God's love. It is a lesson we still need to learn, and doing so would help to heal the divisions in the church and restore its credibility in the eyes of many.
That was Father Scott Lewis's Wisdom Puts Creation in Proper Context. It's now 9:47, and you are listening to Catholic Radio on MPR. Te reo rirangi o ngā tangata o Manawatū. With humble spirits and contrite hearts, let us bring our prayers before the Lord.
For the grace, the response is, Lord, hear our prayer. For the grace to risk all that Christ, that like Zacchaeus, we may risk popularity and pride to connect with Christ in our lives. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a spirit of stewardship, that we may protect and care for all creation which God has made and which reflects God's glory. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For one another, that God will bring to fulfillment in us every good purpose and virtue that God has planted deep within us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, particularly our family members, our friends, and our fellow parishioners, that God will welcome them into the eternal banquet. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of creation, lover and ruler of souls, you never cease to seek the lost and sinful. Hear our prayers that we might give our burdens to you so as to live in the joy and peace of your friendship. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
Amen.
Veronica and Leslie, what news do you have for us from around the parishes?
Okay, well, I'm doing St. Bridget's and St. Mary's, St. Bridget's Fielding, that is. Now, some of these are common to all the parishes, but first of all, at St. Mary's, we have a seniors' mass and lunch on Tuesday, the 5th of November, so it's coming Tuesday. Be 12, mass at 12 noon, followed by a light lunch, soup and buns in the foyer. All seniors are welcome, and we will... Okay. And then the other thing is, our parish has its AGM, St. Mary's has its AGM on the 17th of November, after the 10:30 a.m. mass in the parish hall. And there's a Saturday, there's a family feast at the Ross Intermediate School Hall, Freiburg Street, when the Palmerston North's diverse communities of faith come together to share food, sacred words and music, and affirm core values like compassion, respect, love, hope, and peace. And they become family. Then St. Bridget's in Fielding have a Remembrance Day Mass on the 17th of November for those in the community who have died during the past year. And this will be Sunday, the 17th of November. I think that's my lot. I'll hand over to
Our Lady of Lourdes has its annual bereavement mass on Wednesday, the 6th of November at 7 p.m. The liturgy, like Mary's one, is very much in tune with the month of November, which we give special attention to the deceased members of our families. And also we have one from St. Vincent de Paul Society. The shop has an urgent request for a wooden cot. If you can please help, if you could phone the manager. Also, the food store has a shortage of canned fruit, etc. And St. Vinny's has three hampers for their Christmas raffle. Tickets, $2 each, and will be on sale at St. Mary's the 24th November and at the shop in Rangitiki Street. Phone numbers can be had from your local parish office.
The raffle will be drawn on the 7th of December.
Oh, yes, I forgot that. Yes, the raffle will be drawn on the 7th of December. Thank you. I think that's all we have. Yep.
And that is Catholic Radio for another week. We'll be back again next week at the same time here on NPR. Thanks to all our listeners, and thank you, Veronica, Leslie, and Angela, for assisting this morning.
Thank you.
As we conclude... Excuse me. As we conclude our liturgy, may Almighty God bless us, the Father, and the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Taking us out today is You Stand Knocking.
Wide open on a tree.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.